It's wonderful to see you all here. Thank you for coming. We're definitely aware that it's a time to be careful, and we want to try to keep ourselves and everybody else safe as possible. And for this first song, I'll introduce the song that we'll sing as a whole group. And that's in the blue book, big, big heavy one. Hymnal, it says on the front. 191. And that is O Little Town of Bethlehem. And we want to sing stanzas 1 and 4. And after that, next time it says congregation, I'll just cue the piano and hopefully you guys will be ready to go. All right, here we go.
On behalf of the choir, as well as everyone else participating in tonight's program, we would like to say thank you for joining us and welcome here. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus, the coming into humanity of our God, to guide our feet in the way of peace. There are a variety of ways to celebrate, and for tonight, we have chosen to read and hear the telling of the events from the Gospel of Luke, and to respond with a variety of music. May this event bring us all joy, which was God's original intention and the angelic message. Let's pray together. Lord, your coming is still miraculous. Your joining the family of the poor and displaced still baffles and convicts us. Keep us by your manger until we learn the way of love. Amen.
And our God is our Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
We'll sing stanzas 1 and 2 of the next one. And those of you who are familiar with guitar, I'm putting a little capo on here. Change the length between one end and the other. Good, we're ready.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
This next song, we'll mix it up a little bit. We'll have the women sing verse 2. Everybody sings the refrain all the time. And the men will sing verse 3. So the women get to sing the shepherd's one. Why this jubilee? And the men get to sing, "Come to Bethlehem and see." Okay, here we go. I'm getting the idea that maybe somebody wants to stand up. So if you want to stand for this one, let's stand.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known that what had been told to them about this child, and who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorified and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
Oh,
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Thank you for singing, everybody. And now is the time to take your little electric candle. And we're going to light them on. Turn them on, I guess. And then we're going to sing three songs. And Lois will close off the evening then, right?
Thank you.
Good thing I have this candle to read by. God dearly loves us, and through Christ left us an example that we might follow in his footsteps. Christ is the light that has come into this world. May God grant that this light shine around you and that you walk in it. Blessings of Christ and all of the people of Zion. Go in peace. You can keep your candles and bring them back next year.